We start with the Gemara on the bottom of Chav Zayim and Amud Beis. The Mishnah said, "Kishem Shamayim Bodkim Ota, Kach Amayim Bodkim Oto." Who is this Oto that we're mentioning in the Mishnah? Oto the man. Ilam the Baal. If we're talking about the Baal, Baal Ma'arobis. What did the Baal do? What did the husband do? That's wrong. That you have to say that the Mayim is Bodek Oto. B'chitema di it's be'avon bod ilam ayo. Right, so what do you say? Oh, if the husband did something wrong, that the mayim will also, I mean, if he was mizana, that the mayim will also be bodekim. Kiz ve'avon b'diday mi'bat kuloi mayo l'dido. If he has a avon, right, who said the water doesn't work on her at all, so why should they work on him? V'hatanya v'nikah yish me'avon v'yishah yit yisad avonah. When the man is nikah me'avon, then the isha will take her avonah. B'zman she'nishah yish minukah me'avon, amayim bodekim et ishto. When the man is considered innocent, when he hasn't done anything wrong, then the mayim is bodek his wife. And ish minukem avon. But if he is guilty of what crime, we have to discuss in a second. And abadkim oto ishto. And the waters will not check his wife. So it can't be referring to the oto here. It can't be referring to the husband. So what is it? Which avon is it that the husband has that the mayim not bodek his wife? So Rashi over here says the is beavon shabala lachar shenistira. That the avon of the husband, when does it work? When does the mayim not work? That's only, it's limited to a narrow case of when the husband was Bala's wife after there was kinoi bistira before she drank. And if that case of the husband violated the isur of not being with his wife, if that she's a sur of the Bala, then it will not check her. But nowhere else. The Rambam, on the other hand, says that the Rambam says not only is it a avon here, but any avon that the husband has. The husband has any avon that will prevent the mayim from bodek his wife. When it means aish me'avon, it means that anything, that is a man, as long as he has had any extramarital affair, any bia asura, that will not allow the mayim to bodek his wife. I heard from Rabbi David also that the Ramban al Torah actually expanded. He does not say it's limited to, like Rashi says, limited to the husband after kinoi v'stira, or like the Rambam who says that it's limited to the husband himself, any bia asura that he has, but the Ramban adds that it's anything, any bia asura, that means bia asura for him or his family or his children, meaning a father who sees his children misbehaving or acting in an immoral way, and he does not chastise them, he does not stop them, then he is not considered v'nikah ish me'avon. That's part of his obligations in the area of arayot, and if he does not discharge his obligations in the area of arayot, then he's not v'nikah ish me'avon. So even in such a circumstances, the Ramban believes that the husband was in violation of nikah ish me'avon, and therefore the mayim would not be bodek his wife. So again, you have the Rashi, the Rambam, and the Ramban, who all have expanding versions or scopes of which will include it in the avon of the husband. Rashi says it's limited to after this tikinui v'stira. The Rambam says it's limited to the husband's actions. And the Ramban is more expansive. It's anything that the husband would be responsible for, whether it's his actions or his actions of his children or possibly even his wife. He's knowledgeable of what his wife is doing. So now the Gemara says, well, if it doesn't refer to the husband, el the boel. Well, it's referring to the boel. Litnei kidatani faithful. Well, then the next line in the Mishnah says, echad the baal, echad the boel. So the Mishnah knows how to say it, not to use a pronoun of oto. When it wants to talk about the boel, it explicitly says the boel. Litnei kidatani faithful. Shem shesru the baal, kachasru the boel. The olam, the boel. Now it's referring to the boel. Vereshia did tani ota, when they use the pronoun of ota, was obviously talking about her, tani oto. Therefore, it talks about oto. Seifa did the tani baal, once you talked about a third party already, it says baal, and defined who the party was, tana, therefore, the tana in a parallel structure used the term boel. So even though in both cases, the oto and the boel reference to the boel, nevertheless, because of the parallel structure in the Mishnah uses oto in the first case, and boel in the second case. Now the Mishnah said, uba'u, uba'u, right, that there's a limud from the term uva'u, that the mayim is bodeg, that the mayim is bokim oto, because of ba'u ba'u. Now the Gemara wants to know, what is the limud here by uva'u? Is the limud uva'u uva'u kamar, is the limud here because the word says ba'u, and then there's a vav in front of it, uva'u, so there's a ribuy from the letter vav, or uva'u uva'u is just the multiple instances of the word uva'u that appears in the psukim that's creating the limud here. So Tashma, Gemara says, we'll learn that from the next limud in the Mishnah of Shem Shesru the Baal Kachas Shesru the Boel Shenemer Benitzme'ah Benitzme'ah. So that the next limud in the Mishnah comes from the word Nitzme'ah Benitzme'ah. So Gemara says, well, why is that an answer? V'adayin Tiboy. You have the exact same question by Nitzme'ah Benitzme'ah. Does it mean Nitzme'ah Benitzme'ah Kamar? Is it because of the instances, the multiple instances of the word nitma'a that the drasha is derived from, or nitma v'nitma'a, or is it the fact that it says the vav ha-motif on nitma'a that derives kamar, that derives the limut? So tashma mekani seifa, it says Rebbe Omer shnei pa'amim amrim v'parsha v'nitma v'nitma'a. So it's clear from Rebbe, it has to do with the instances that the appearance of the word v'nitma'a. Echad abal v'echad abal michlau. From that we can infer the Rabbi Akiva v'avei kadarish, that the reason that Rabbi Akiva's limud was, what's the difference between Rabbi's limud and Rabbi Akiva's limud? Rabbi Akiva believes that it comes from the extra vav, v'nitma'a, that gives us the drasha, whereas Rabbi was limud the multiple instances of the word v'nitma'a that derives or drives the drasha over here. So hilkach, if that's the case, Rabbi Akiva, shita kreik, tibet. That's the case by the word va'u, there's actually six times that the word va'u appears. I mean, the word va'u actually only appears three times, but in each of the instances where it appears, it also appears with the letter vav in front of it. So you have it once in Pasuk Chav Beis, Vav Ma'im Hami Arurim Ha'ila B'mayich, Litzpo B'atem Elam Pil Yorech, Vamar Ha'isha Amen Meme. That's the first case. The second case you have is in Pasuk Chav Dalet, Vishka Disha, it's Me Amarim Amarim, Vav Vav Ma'im Amarim Limarim. And then the last instance where it shows up is actually in Pasuk Chav Zayin, Vishka Demayim Vaita Im Nitzma'a V'tmo Ma'al Bisha Uva'u, So here you have three instances where the word uvau shows up, and in each of these instances there's a vav there. So according to Rabbi Kiva, darshan the vav, he has the word uvau three times, plus he has a vav in each of the instances, so now he has six instances of the appearance of the word uvau. If that's the case, what are the limudin from that? The Mar says, one is a command to the Mayim HaMe'arurim to do what they're supposed to do. One is to do it with her, and one is to do it with him. Chadei Asiya Dida, v'chadei Asiya Didei. And one of them is the actual Asiya, the what they have to do, the works. We're going to see this in Rashi in a second. One's for her, and one's for him. V'chadei Asiya, v'chadei Asiya Didei. And the one last is the promise by Hashem that the waters will work on her, and the waters will work on him. So if you look in Rashi, you'll see Rashi takes these three pesukim and explains them to us. The first pasuk says, "Bechav beizu v'al ma'im ma'mari ma'ilu b'mayayich." Rashi tells us, like the Gemara is actually going to say, it's where Rabbi Akiva further on. That teaches us that it's both betim and pil yorech, that the waters go in. That's the asiyas ha'mayim. That's the way the waters go in. They work by going to her betim first and then to her yorech, so that it won't be the osilaz alamayim. The second uval b'al ma'im is a commandment. The one in pasuk chav gimel v'al ma'im ma'arim l'marim is a tzavah from Hashem that the mayim will do what it's supposed to do and to take care of this woman and be mevarah this woman. The last one, the last time we said uvav mayim mechav zayin is bishkiat the mayim that the Torah promises. That's the idea that Hashem is mafiach to Bnei Israel that if the woman drinks the mei amarim that they will be mevarer, that they will do their job and make sure to be mevarer the woman too. It's tzavah bidnah v'nafla yerecha. So in this case, we have the three instances of the mayim, the va'u baha mayim. And because of the three instances of uvau, we have bau uvau. So these three instances teach us about chad tzavah, chad li asiyah, vechad li idiyah. And each three of the instances applies both to her and to him because of avmosi. But that's how we get the six times that the word uvau is being used according to Rabbi Akiva here. So now the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi, tlato kreik, tivei, we have three psukim written because Rabbi does not darshan the extra vav. He only has uvau three times, chad tzavah, vechad li asiyah, vechad li idiyah. He has all these limudim, but he has only these limudim with the gabe the woman. That one, that the waters will go to the besen and the first, and then the yerech. Number two is that Hashem gives a tzavah to the mayim that they should work. And last is that hodah to Bnei Israel, or yediyah to Bnei Israel, that they use mayim of the chad, that they will work. So now, Rabbi Kishem Shemayim Bodkim Ota, Kach Bodkim Oto Menole, Rabbi Kiva has a pasuk for each one. Because of the extra vav, it includes both the bo'el and the woman, Oto, the Ota. But over here, Rebbe only has a limud, the gabi ota. What does he do with gabi oto? Gets the gabi the bo. Now, for the Daniel, it's both button, but then pol yorech. Right? Because it says in the first case, where the first instance of bo mayim, it says, let's put button and pol yorech. Bit no yerech hoshel boel. That's talking about the stomach and the yerech of the boel. That's talking about bit no yerech hoshel boel. Is it really only referencing the boel? When el bit no yerech ho. Maybe it's referencing her stomach and her thighs. She'll leave elit. Shomer, but we have that in the later pasuk. It says v'tzavta bitna v'yenafal yerecha. So in pasuk of Zayin already it says v'tzavta bitna v'nafarecha. Right, bitna v'yerecha shon nevelet amur. We already took care of her. So her betin and her yerech we know about already. Mamakim is both betin and po yerech. Boel must be referencing the Betin and the Yerach of the Boel. And once we establish that the Betin and Yerach of Boel will be affected, Tosfos says over here that it will work the same way that the Galilan cross. I mean, Nizach Kamota, Sibat, Sava'a, Yidiyavasiya, those are some stuff too big. Rabbi believes once we have a Gilei cross that it applies to him, and it's going to apply to him for all of these instances, the Sava, the Asiya, and the Yidiyah, and we don't need a Limud for each of the instances, unlike Rabbi Kiva, who has a Limud for each one of these instances. The Gemara asks, V'idach. Right, so what does Rabbi Akiva do with this? How will the model of the coin, the Betin Bereisha, Bahadar Yerech? That's what it's coming to teach, that the coin tells you that the Betin goes first, and then the Yerech. So that there won't be any Laz on the Maimarim. That's what we learned earlier. V'idachin came the stove crab bitnav Yerecha. Then the Basuk should say, what? Bitnav Yerecha? My Betin Yerech. Shema minah Boa. So then where it says, well, that's what, if it said Betin v'Yerecha, I would agree to you, that's what it's coming to teach us. But now the fact that it says Betin v'Yerech, Shemamin al the Boel, then we learn it for the Boel. According to Rabbi, let's say that when it says Betin v'Yerech, all it comes to teach us about is the Boel, that he'll be affected. But from where are we going to know that there's a Yiziyah, or is he telling the woman that it'll go to her Betin first and then your Yerech afterwards? Where are we going to know that from? In came the Betin v'Yerech, my Betin v'Yerech, Shemamin al Tarte. Because the Pasuk had different options of what it could have written. It could have written Bitna Birecha, the possessive form for her, and that would have meant that it was dealing with her. The fact that it says Bitna Birecha later on, it says Betin V'Yerech here, that must be it's referring to someone else, and who else is that someone else? That is the Boel. Then, if it was referring to the Boel, it could have said Bitna Birecha in the possessive form for him. The fact that it only says Betin and Yerech, that's a secondary change. So now you have two changes. One change is to teach us, what, that it's the Boel and not her, and the second change of changing it from Bitno Yerecho to Betin V'Yerech comes to teach us that they have Tachah from Hashem, that the Betin will go first, and the Yerech will come afterwards. And now the Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yehoshua, Kachayar, Zachariah, Ben Katzim Doresh. Now the Gemara is going to deal with Vinit Me'o. The Gemara is actually going to introduce Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel here, and then it's going to get sidetracked slightly and come back to this on tomorrow's daf. So Dhamma Bana Shlosh Piyamim Damurim Paparshaim Nit Me'o, Nit Me'o, Vinit Me'o. There are three times that the word Nit Me'o appears in the Parsha. So that we have first the Pasuk Yudalik, our love, Ruach Kinam Kinesi Shtobi, He Nit Me'o. That's the first time it appears. If it later on in Pasuk Chav Zayim, Ishkia Etamayim Vaita Im Nit Me'o, she comes to me. And the last one is the Pasuk Chavtet. Those are the Kanot, Asher Tister, Asher Tachar Ishav, Ben Nitzme'ah. So there's the appearance of the word Nitzme'ah three times. So now, in two of these instances, Nitzme'ah is written without a Vav, and the last instance is written with a Vav, and that we will deal with in tomorrow's daf. There is a fourth instance of the word Nitzme'ah in the Parsha, and that's in Pasuk Yud Gimel. Says Nitzarabi Nitzma'an. Rashi already pointed out in the Mishnah that we don't count that Nitzma'an because that Nitzma'an was already used for the Limud that Bayed Echad that she's considered Nitzma'an and she does not drink because she's considered Vaday Tum'ah Bayed Echad. Now we already learned out that he Nitzma'an. So therefore, there are only three of these words left over. That's what the Gemara asks here. Torah Rabbanah Shlosha Pamim Amrim Parshim Nitzma'an 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 Lama. Echad the Baal, one to teach you about the Baal, one to teach you about the Boel, Echad the Trumah. That this woman is Asura to her Baal, Asura to the Boel, and Asura to Trumah. The extra Vav, that we'll deal with on tomorrow, it's after the really four times. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Akiva's Drasha. I'm going to show Kav HaChomer, Ma Grusha Shumuteret to Trumah, a Grusha who is Muteret to eat Trumah, Asura the Kuna, is not allowed to marry a Kohen, Zusha Asura to Trumah. This woman who is Asura to Trumah, you know, Din Shasura the Kuna? Right, so then, isn't certainly she should be Asura the Kohana? Again, Rabbi Shmuel is doing a drasha about Asura the Kohen, and Rabbi Akiva is talking about Asura the Truma. Seems like apples and oranges. And again, that's the tomorrow's daf is going to deal with what the issue is and what Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel are actually arguing about. Now, the Gemara says, Ma'al Tamal Omar, Vihi Nitzme'ah, Vihi Lo Nitzme'ah. In the beginning of the parsha, it says, Arala Rukina, Vikinet Yishtob, Vihi Nitzme'ah, or Arala Rukina, Vikinet Yishtob, Vihi Lo Nitzme'ah. So which one is it? Right, the Hilo Nitzma, Im Nitzma, Lama Shota. If she's already Tamei, or we think she's Tamei, why is she drinking? Im Lo Nitzma, if she's not Tamei, Lama Mashket. Then why does she have to drink? Because, right, she's innocent. Magdib Lecha Katusha, Safek Asura. From here we learn that what? That the Safek Sota is Asura. She remains in the status of Isur. So even when she is not, we're not Mivurar that she is Tamei Aligam, right? This teaches us that even though there's a Safek here, she is Asura. So And what does that mean that she's asura? Tosfos says over here, this Gemara, which is independent, the Gemara before, is discussing about Safek, so that's from Sota we learn, and we're going to see this in a minute, so Kol HaTorah Kula, whenever we deal with Safek Tum'ah, that Safek Tum'ah is asura. So Tosfos says over here, Tosfos has a question, right, why, what's unique about Sota? Don't we have a general principle in the Torah, Sfeika Dor Reis of the Chumrah? If you have Sfeika Dor Reis of the Chumrah, what do you need the Pasuk here to teach me by Sfeika Dor Sota that you're asura? So you look at Tosfos Matam Alomar, says, what do you need a pasuk to tell me that sfeika is a surah? We already have sfeika d'oraisas l'chumra. Right? The Tosfos says no. That even prior, when it's a sfeik, she's considered vaday asura. That differs than a normal sfeika d'oraisas l'chumra. When we have sfeika d'oraisas l'chumra, the story or the status of this issue remains the sfeik. We are knowing Bala Chumra. We worry about violating it, so therefore we're knowing Bala Chumra. If we find out later on that the Sfeika goes one way or the other, then we'll know. We'll know how what happened or how to interact with this item. But in the interim, it's still considered as a fake. We just, the Chumra, we're knowing Bala Yisura. So it says that's not the case by Sota. By Sota, she becomes a Vada Yisura. That her status as Safek is, in a sense, Miburar, that until she drinks the Mesota, she'll be considered Vada Asura. Even though we won't give him Malkus for that, but nevertheless, it's Asura enough that even if later on we find out that she's innocent, meaning that if she drinks the Mesota, she's found to be innocent, if the husband slept with her during that period of time when she was Asura, then he will be Chayav to be Yotzei Bei Shamayim, he'll have to get Kapara. Because he did, he slept with someone that was Vadei Asura to him, that even later on when we have a Biru or a Deyamayim, that doesn't change the status. That's what Tosfos says here, it's the difference between here and other places, or the Safek here, and why we have the Pasuk versus other places. For other places, we say Sfeika the Arais of the Chumra, is that there's a Safek, and we are knowing the Chumra in order to prevent any violation of the possibility that it is, the Sfeika is the Chumra, the Tzad Chumra. If later on we find out, what the two cases are, then everything's okay. But not over here, over here, even if we find out that she's innocent and everything's okay afterwards, nevertheless, it will still be considered a violation because she's kidding a Sfeika, that Surah Kevada. It tells us at the end, differentiates between different types, because we see in other places also that Sfeika goes, that you need Kapara and Slicha. So Tosfos says over here, it's considered like a Vade Aseh, versus other places where it's not a Vade Aseh, and therefore you need Kapara and Slicha, but here you need more Kapara, because it's a Vade Aseh. Those little nuances and distinctions, I'm not so clear in the Tosfos, but at least until this point, we understand that Tosfos believes that the Sfeika here is not simple Sfeika d'oraisa, but something beyond the Sfeika d'oraisa. Now the Gemara continues. From here you can learn to share it to other Sfeikos by Tuma. Right over here, by Sota, that it does not make a ones kirason and a shoge kemezid, meaning that the only time we know that if he needs to solve, she was ones, she was raped, then she's not considered a Sota. If she's a shoge, she's also not considered a Sota. By a Sufik, right? Asa ba Sufik vadai. Nevertheless, when there's a Sufik tomb over here, we make it vadai a Surah Sherech. Shasaba, Shoki, Kamezi, Gonis, Kuras, it doesn't matter how Sherech comes into contact with Taros, they become Tomei, or they come into contact with the person in Tomei. And Udin, Shasaba, Sufik vadai, certainly a Sufik tomb over there should be a vadai. Now, the Tosus over here deals with a separate issue, which is how can you compare Sota to Sherech? Because by Sota, we have something called Raglaim Ludovar. Va'ika the Matama, Milo Parchinen Mala Sota Shukin Raglaim Ludovar. Right, there is a deterioration here in the Chazak or the Cheskas here, and therefore that's why maybe something over here is Vadai. But what are you going to say by a Sheret? By a Sheret, there's no such thing. There's no deterioration in the Vadai state over here. There's no Raglaim Ludovar over here. So why do we say by, how can we learn Sheret from a Sota when a Sota has a Raglaim Ludovar? So Tosus over here says, the Yesh Lomar, the Stirai, the Kinoi, the Sota, because Safek Maga Sheret. The equivalent of a magasheret, so she below knuya layashum suffix the stira. If that's a kinoi, then the stira would not involve any stira. Kireta, the low nefesh duala rayot. Hilka haknuya gorema suffix. It's the kinoi that causes the suffix and not the stira. The stira by itself is just like suffix sheret. There's no deterioration in the cheskas tara of the woman when it simply comes to stira. Yichud is not something that deteriorates. So in the context of kinoi, that there's a deterioration in the stira. So based on this, Tosfos says that there is no raglaim ledavar, or at least when we're comparing the stira to the magasheret, they're both on the same level of safek. they're not any worse. The Sota Safek is not worse than the Safek of a Sheret, despite the fact that when you add Kinoi into the picture, it does become worse, but that's because of Kinoi and not because of Stira. I heard from Rabbi David pointed out that the Tosfos in the beginning of Nida, on the first half of Nida, discusses this same issue over there. And Tosfos gives a different answer over there, and he uses a line that says that Chazaka, that she's Eina Vadai Tmeit. That she's not, there's a Chazaka that she's not certainly Tmeit. That's how Tosfos solves the problem over there, by saying that over here, it's not, even though there's a Rabbi Ledavar, there's still a Chazaka that she's not Vadai Tmeit, whatever that means. At least that's a different answer, and based on that Tosfos, you might think differently about what it means, Rabbi Ledavar, the Gabe Sota. Now the Gemara continues. Alright, if you say that, right, that we're going to learn from Sota to Sheret, right, Umimakum Shibata. So you should learn everything from Sota. What is that? Ma Sota Rishusa Yachid, Ab Sheret Rishusa Yachid. Just like a Sota only has Sabek Tuma, or Tuma is only Sabek Tuma the Chumra, or the Asura is when it's Rishusa Yachid, because that's the whole idea here. She was Nistara. Nistara is the Rishusa Yachid. So therefore, also by Sheret, only when it's Rishusa Yachid should the Safek be Vavade. And my Sota is Sofer Shej Vodat Yishael, just like a Sota is dealing with human beings, where you can ask them what transpired, not necessarily that you get the right answer, but you can at least ask them, Av Sheret, Sofer Shej Vodat Yishael. Also, the case of Sheret has to be a case in which you are interacting with people who you can ask the question to about what transpired, even though, again, they could say any of they or don't know. What's the case there by Sheret? If somebody is dealing with Taros, when you have a person who's dealing with Taros, a person who is possibly came into a contact with the sheriff, or a Taurus came into a sheriff, and you can ask him what transpired, so that's Dat Elishael. So Mikan Amru, from this we have a conclusion about faith to mind general. Dabar Sheishbo Da'ayat Elishael, if somebody has the ability to answer a question, we answer them, then, when it's a Safik Rishusa Yachid Fekol Tameh, like Sota, where it's Dat Elishael, and it's Dira, which is a Rishusa Yachid. Be Rishusa Rabim Fekol Tahor, when we're in Rishusa Rabim, then the Safik is Tahor. Shame about the Atulishael, when it doesn't have the ability to be asked what transpired, so it's no longer like Sota, then Ben Rishus Yachet, Ben Rishus Arabim, Sveiko Tahor. Then whether it's in Rishus Yachet or in Rishus Arabim, both of them are considered to be Tahor. Now, the Tosfos here asks a question over here, the latter Tosfos of Rishus Arabim, Sveiko Tahor. So he goes through Shas, and we find other places where the Gemara invokes this idea of Rishus Arabim and Rishus Yachet. And we see that in other instances, we consider it, even when there's a multiplicity of people there, we nevertheless consider it as a Safek Tuma B'Rishus HaYachid. So Tosfos says, how do you deal with this Safek Tuma B'Rishus HaYachid? So Tosfos brings an unusual case, right? And he says, in the middle of the Tosfos down here, the Nira, the Loch Hashvinan Tuma B'Rishus HaRavim, Elehecha Desfeka Ita Yechol Liyot Gluya Lakol. One of the Safek is available to everyone to see. Kagon, like the case we had in Nazir. Before we had a suffix, the Gemara Nazir, and the Mishnah Nazir says that when you have a suffix, the Gabe to Nazirim, that Sveiko is Tahor. Why is it Sveiko Tahor? Because you have another person who saw what transpired to the, or what happened to the two Nazirim. So now you have three people there. You have three people there, that's already considered Rishus Rabim. That's Goli the call. Anybody could have seen it. That's open and in the public view. Since in the public view, that's Sveik Rishus Rabim like a Sota. When you have Sveik Rishus Rabim like a Sota, Sveik Rishus Rabim is Tahor. On the other hand, when you have cases that are, even though they're in the Rishus Rabim, but they're not Goli Lakol, which is like what? A case of Al-Haizah Nida, Magav Adai, Huch Naga B'Mito, even though you have a Nido sitting on a bed, and she's working with Taros, right? But the only Safek there is Imrata Olav, right? That the only question is, did she see the Dam or not see the Dam? Umekom HaMakor, Makom Seteru. And her parts where the Nida comes from is a Makom state there. And there you can't say, it doesn't matter how many people are around, that's not relevant how many people are around, because the only person who's aware who can see it is the woman herself. And therefore, the Shayakamim are Be'er Shus Rabim. So even though it's in the context of Rishus Rabim, the question is, what? Even though the Suffolk Be'er Shus Rabim, even though the Suffolk Be'er came in Rishus Rabim, nevertheless, that Suffolk is considered Suffolk Rishus Yachid because it's a personal Suffolk, and it's not Goli Lakol, it's not available for anyone to see. So Rabbi David mentioned that the Minchas Klinok, based on this, wants to suggest that in a case where you have a two sotot, a man is mekanes to two men, and then these two men are miyached with his wife at the same time. So based on what we said above, that should be equivalent of Safek Tuma Birshus Harabim, because you have three people there. If you have three people there, then there should be no stira here, and then we shouldn't have to ever be Safek Asura. And Chasinok says no, based on this Tosfos, we say no. Why? Because the case over there is a case of Bia. Bia is only known to the Boel and the woman. Even though there was another person present at the time, the actual act is like the Mekor, it's like the woman by Nido, where she is the only one who's aware of what happened. The Boel and the woman know what happened. The other person does not know what happened. So they point out in Chinuch, I still think, I'm not sure that the cases are comparable. It seems to me that there are different types of cases. By the Nido, the Mekor is something that's only available to her. Here, by the case where there's another man there, we never say that when Edim come to testify, the Gabe Biel, that they have to see the actual Biel. They just have to see them in the position that it looks like they're having Biyah. If that's the case, then even this other individual being there should classify it as a Rishus Rabim and not a Rishus Hayachid. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll continue the Gemara tomorrow from here.